I can't believe I'm saying this, but I've bought a train. It's a Glasgow Subway power car. Let's have a look.
The Glasgow Subway have recently retired their charming old fleet, and with nowhere for them to go, they would otherwise be ripped to shreds.
Welcome.
But this one, amongst many others, have been saved, and will be finding their new home soon. We're being shunted around by one of the resident Clayton shunters, which gives a good opportunity to pretend that we're driving.
The next station is Govan.
The subway power cars are being lined up, and one by one, plucked off the ground and into the air by a crane. In preparation of mine being lifted, I noticed that some of the cushions had a mature urine smell, which I suppose adds to its character. With the Bernard Hunter crane ready to go, I had a moment to think about the extensive career of this little workhorse. The millions of people that it's transported to work, on nights out, to see family. The things it's witnessed, the tears, the laughing, the vomit, urine and probably other bits. To think this was all going to be torn apart and melted down into nothingness. Keeping this power car alive keeps the memories alive, and to say that I've been a part of this preservation effort is a great privilege. All of these power cars would be gone if it wasn't for Ben Denton Cardew and Tom Keeling. Well done, guys.